can stop him. Now, Derek, Sharon had one of the best performances of the year last week against Knoxville. And how are they going to keep that momentum going in this one?
Yeah, I got one name for you. Bradley Kretzinger, back from injury, back healthy, and the Chargers are thriving off him. He has helped them so much on the offensive and defense. He is their dark horse. And another thing, T.J. Hockenson, he has been huge all season, but some pressure off T.J. is huge, and Bradley provides that for the Sharon Charger offense. And without Dylan Sanders, Bradley Kretzinger is going to need to come in huge tonight, Adam.
Yeah, we're about a minute and 50 seconds away from kickoff here in Carlisle, Iowa. The visiting team, Sheraton Chargers, are in white jerseys, and the home team, Carlisle Wildcats, have yellow pants, red jerseys, and red helmets. And Derek, you said about the rushing attack from Carlisle. Andrew Burnett's leading it for them, 133 attempts, 982 yards, averaging 7.4 average per carry, and 14 touchdowns.
Yeah, he is huge for Carlisle. Man, I've talked to people around Carlisle. He's a big deal running back. He's a big-time player. He has led them this season in their wins, and they're going to give the ball to him. He has a ton of carries this year, so tonight I expect no different, Adam.
And Derek, Sharon's coming into this one 5-2 off their win against Knoxville, and TJ had a big night against them, historic night even, record-setting performance.
Yeah, TJ Hockenson, we've said this all year, he is just one heck of a player, future tight end, Iowa Hawkeye commit, and he is a big-time player for the Sharon Charger team on offense and defense. So tonight he will be covering Carlisle's best wide receivers, and then he'll also on the offensive end, like always, expected to make a lot of plays and get those chains moving for this Charger team.
And as most of you folks know, TJ broke the state career reception touchdown record last weekend, and he's looking for another record tonight. He's four catches away from tying the reception record, and he's knocking on the door on that one, too.
And that's crazy when you think about two big-time records, TJ Hockenson, opportunity to break this one, and chances are he will. But the touchdown record is just unbelievable. Every touchdown we've seen this year is this triple coverage. He's not kind of a dark horse guy every game or someone who, has a ton of other, not necessarily has a ton of guys, but a lot of attention is towards TJ. Triple, double coverage, sometimes even quadruple coverage, Four guys are on TJ's side, and he comes up with a way to make the catch. And he has carried the Charger offensive train, and they are rolling the season offensively.
And, Derek, the time has now hit zero. We're ready to start this one off. Looks like Sheraton is going to kick off to Carlisle to start this one off. Back deep to receive for Carlisle is the junior Dallas Wright. And kicking off for Sheraton is TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, I'm going to hear TJ's name a lot, but Carlisle's speed is it's going to be a big question for us tonight. Carlisle, he lost a lot of guys from last year, so tonight we'll see how their speed is on the edge here.
And the crowd is on their feet. We're ready to kick this one off in Carlisle, Iowa. Big one for sure. Both teams' playoff appearances and playoff seats is on the line tonight. Winner of this game gets a 3-seed. And here we go. TJ Hockenson has the kick team set to go. And he's going to kick a squid kick down the middle. It's fielded at the 20-yard line. He's looking for running room up the middle. Brought down at the 32-yard line where Carlisle's offense will take over. Glenn Chul with the stop.
Yeah, good kickout coverage by Sheraton. That has been an improved thing from the beginning of the season until now. Chris Meiser and Coach Lee Kane kind of – Meiser's obviously had Coach Lee Kane special team in defense, so – did a great job of adjusting to not having a kicker this year because of injuries and squibbing it up. So great job adjustment there and great job turning the field position battle.
And for the first possession of the game, it's Jordan Pierce, the quarterback, under center. Pull back behind him. He sends a man in motion. It's a slot back. He's going to hand this one. He's going to keep this one. And he is brought down at the line of scrimmage by Chase Altenhoffen.
Yeah, Chase is a big-time player for Sheraton. He is a senior leader here, and you're going to hear a lot of seniors tonight for the Sheraton Charger team. A lot of senior leadership, and a lot of seniors need to step up here for this game, and Chase Altenhoffen starting the game off with a big-time play.
And so after the Chase Altenhoffen tackle, that'll leave it as 2nd and 10 at the 32-yard line. And Pierce is going to run an option towards right. He flips this one off to the right. And he is brought down for a 9-yard carry. It was number 9, Andrew Burnett.
Andrew Burnett, speed there, as we see that early here. He has that burst that big-time running backs have, and that's what he is. So good run there by Carlisle, and really close to getting the first down here.
Yeah, Carlisle's going to bring that option about every play. So you're going to have those ends contained. And Burnett's going to hand this one off up the middle again to Burnett. And he's got a gain of about 3, and that's going to be good enough for the Carlisle first down. First down for this offense.
Burnett's a really good runner for this team. But Adam, if you're the Kurt Smizer and Lee Sandy right now, you got to be concerned with his speed. Sharon's been hurt on long plays this year, primarily from fast running backs. So Burnett could definitely break one loose. So Sharon has to, secondary has to be ready to come up and make plays. And linebackers step in the gaps here. No long plays for the Charger defense.
And Pierce has got it first and 10 under center at about the 45-yard line. He hands this one up the middle to the fullback. He's got a gain of about 5 yards to midfield.
Yeah, Sheraton, first play early in this drive, made a loss for yards. But right now, Carlisle has responded and just moved the ball here nicely.
That'll leave it as 2nd and 5 from the 50-yard line. And there is an official timeout on the field. And Derek, Carlisle hasn't gone to the pass very much, but when they do, getting the ball is Brian Robertson. He's got 13 receptions, 272 yards, and 3 touchdowns, and he's a guy they look for when they start establishing that run.
Yeah, he feeds off the running game. It opens him up a lot, and that's what their passing game is based off the running game success.
And Pierce is going to option this one left, flips it to Burnett, and he breaks the tackle off the line of scrimmage. He's got space, the 40, the 30, but brought down by a host of Chargers out of bounds. And they're going to roll him out of bounds.
Wow, that was really cool. Poor tackling by the Chargers there.
Yeah, he was pushed out of bounds, but almost kept his footing. And there is a holding against the Wildcats. That's going to move him back. Killer for them.
That's a killer, but as we see, I just mentioned it a little bit ago, long plays are killers for the Sharon defense. Got caught a break there, but you got to contain. If your linebacker steps up, defensive line has to get some penetration there. That's not enough penetration from this line, and Carlisle's options hurting the Chargers here.
Yeah, Derek, we're going to be expecting a close game, and as the first flag has been thrown onto the field, that might be the deciding factor. And so far this year, Sheraton has been on the losing end of the flags, and maybe tonight they're going to turn that around.
Yeah, especially in these evenly matched games, the flag battle, whoever cleans up, plays the cleanest game, and is able to, you know, control their emotions. This game has a lot of emotions, a lot at stake, so control your emotions, and playing smart is huge for both teams, and definitely can be a factor.
And after the penalty, it is now 2nd and 14 from the 41-yard line of Carlisle. He sends the slot back in motion. Pierce hands it off. And it's number 31, the ball carrier, Brendan Smith. That's his first carry of the night.
Yeah, those are the first plays we're talking about. Early downs, long games. That's going to hurt Chargers tonight if they can't get these to 3rd and long.
And this is the first 3rd down opportunity for Carlisle's offense. It is going to be 3rd and 2 from Sheraton's 42-yard line. And Pierce has it under center. And he hands this one off to the fullback, number 6, Aiden Stevens. And he's got the first down and more all the way to the Sheraton 32-yard line.
Yeah, after early runs, I like to see how Sheraton responds here on defense. These guys, a lot of guys for Sheraton play both ways. So early, they're fine conditioning-wise. But as this game goes on, Sheraton has to stay ready and space, not get on their heels when Carlisle's attacking like this.
So after the first down, the ball is now at the 35-yard line. Pierce is under center. He's got 2 fullbacks behind him, twins to his right. He's going to hand this one off up to the fullback. And he's brought down for a gain of about 3 yards, the ball carrier, Peyton Stevens.
And that's the big for the Chargers. Nick Ryan come up with a tackle, one of the best tacklers on the Sheraton team. Not the biggest guy on the field, but definitely probably the best form tackler for the Sheraton defense.
Yeah, Derek, Nick Ryan, he's got 60.5 total tackles. Leading the team for Sheraton, he's one of the top in the state, and definitely a form tackle guy, and he's going to get the job done. And Pierce comes under center, twins to his left. He hands this one up the middle to Stevens for a gain of about 5 yards.
Yeah, we have this early in our keys to tonight's game. one is controlling the line of scrimmage. The D line for Sheraton did a very good job in the second half versus Knoxville, but tonight they're getting ran over by these big linemen for Carlisle here, so the D line has to step up here and get some penetration. It has hurt them early here.
So we're looking at another third down, a third and short for Carlisle. It is going to be third and one from Sheraton's 27-yard line, 7 minutes and 35 seconds to go. We're all tied up 0-0. And Pierce is going to hand this one off to Stevens. He's got the first down, gain of about 4 yards.
Yeah, nice run there by Stevens. So Carlisle putting together a nice little drive here. Rolling the ball here. And another side note, Lintrul out with a little helmet problem. So hopefully they can get that fixed and get him back on the field.
And now the ball is at the 21-yard line, threatening to get into the red zone for the first time tonight. Carlisle, Pierce comes under center. He's got two fullbacks behind him, a heavy set. And he hands this one up the middle to the fullback, and he's going to push his line forward for about a 5-yard gain.
That's scary for the Sheriff defense. Andrew Burnett has speed. He has power. He has it all. He is a established running back number-wise, and then right here we're witnessing AB's. He's going to be a handful tonight for the Chargers. We can already see here early.
So Carlisle's offense is now inside the red zone with 6 minutes and 44 seconds to go. We're all tied up at 0. And Pierce has got it under center, two running backs behind him. He's going to hand this one off up the middle. And he's got a gain of about 4 yards, looks to be short of the first down.
A good tackle there. It was Bradley Grutzinger. We said earlier he's back completely 100%. I'm talking to him today. He's healthy. When he's healthy, the Chargers team utilizes him all they can. Defensively, offensively, he's a great tackle for the Sheraton defense, and right now they need him a lot.
So now it's another third and short for Carlisle. They've been able to convert every time so far. They're at the Sheraton 12-yard line. Pierce is under center. He's got three running backs behind him this time. Everybody on the line. And he's going to hand this one off. He's bouncing it outside. It's Burnett. And he's in for the Carlisle touchdown. Carlisle goes up early in this one, 6-0, with 5 minutes and 46 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Great run there by Andrew Burnett. He's a beast, like we said earlier. But that drive there by Carlisle was extremely impressive. Just, you know, ran the ball. Sheraton knows what's coming. It's going to be a run, probably. And Carlisle not taking away from their strength, so they're running down Sheraton, and Sheraton has to find a way to stop the run game.
And the attempt to extra point is number 49, Anthony Freacher. And the kick is good. Carlisle leaves it 7-0 with 5 minutes and 46 seconds to go in this first quarter.
Adam, and That's another thing tonight, this extra point battle. Sheraton has came in a lot of close games here this year, so extra points, 2-point conversions, or however you get it in after a touchdown is huge tonight.
And as we have a little break here, we have a little history between these two teams. The first game between Carlisle and Sheraton was in 1992, Carlisle winning it 18-13. And Sheraton, they've lost 6 in a row to these Carlisle Wildcats. They're going to be looking for a little revenge tonight. Back on the win column against these guys.
That's a must-win game. 6 in a row is too much, especially for 2 good programs here. So Sheraton needs to get that streak broken tonight. If Drew Hirschmeiser, you're excited for the challenge.
And back deep to receive with Dylan Sanders being injured. He tore his ACL in this last game on the first play of the game, unfortunately. So he is out for the rest of the season. So big blow for Sheraton, but back deep to receive now, the junior Kobe Richmond, Alex Foldrev, and Nick Ryan. Kicking for Carlisle is Anthony Fuentes.
And on this offensive drive, we'll see how big of a problem that is for Sheraton, not having their fastest guy on the team, Dylan Sanders, and playmaker, Dylan Sanders.
And Fuentes kick is down the middle. Receiving it is Kobe Richmond at the 12-yard line. He's looking for some room up the middle. Gets a little space, and he's going to return this one all the way to the 28-yard line, where Aaron Kane's offense will take over, and Derek Aaron's having a great year this year. Top in the state for most of the categories. He's got 169 attempts, 103 completions, 1,481 yards passing, 18 touchdowns, and a QBR of 162.6.
Yeah, Aaron's had a great year. He's a senior leader for this team and definitely a good quarterback for the Sheraton Chargers team and really helping them move the ball this year down the field.
So Richmond comes in motion. Kane's going to hand this one off to Boulder if he's got a little room up the middle. Brought down by a host of Carlisle Wildcats. It's going to be a gain of about 7.
And interesting enough, Carlisle's running back Andrew Burnett and Alex Boulder have a very similar runners. Both kind of put their head down and go, and Andrew Burnett might have a little bit more speed, but Alex Boulder is a really good runner for this team, and I think he's kind of been a surprising good runner. I think a lot of coaches in this district are surprised with how well he's done this year, and he's done really good, helps Chargers win a lot of games.
So Kane's got twins to his right, 2nd and 3. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder again. He's looking for some room on the outside. And he's going to be brought down for a gain of about 3 right at the 6. And it looks like they give him the first down. That's Sheraton's first down of the night. They got it at their own 39-yard line.
And good block by Trevin Nance and TJ Hawkinson there on the right end there. So Sheraton doing well blocking here and getting those 2 early runs is huge. TJ's going to be a lot more open here throughout the game.
And there's 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Carlisle leads at 7-0. Kane's got twins to both sides. He sends Kobe Richmond in motion. He drops back to pass, looks left. And he's got Hawkinson for the first down. His first catch of the night. He's now 3 away from tying the state record.
Yeah, I think you're going to see that a lot tonight. CJ Hawkinson is a playmaker, and he is going to be targeted a lot tonight, and usually comes down with him. So really back shoulder pass by Chargers, and good job, Sheraton. Moving the ball here early and got another first down there.
And as Kane brings his offense to the line of scrimmage, he's got twins to both sides again. Boulder has behind him. He sends Richmond in motion yet again. He's going to hand this one off to Richmond this time, but stuck at the line of scrimmage. It was number 6, Peyton Stevens, with a big hit on Cody Richmond.
Peyton Stevens lowers the shoulder on Kobe there. That was a hit and a half. So Kobe bounces right back up. Good to see. But what a hit and what a tackle. Perfect form tackle. The kind of a perfect image of what you picture a perfect tackle being. So huge hit. So hopefully Carlisle doesn't get too much momentum off that.
And so after that hit, it is now 2nd and 11 from Sheraton's 49-yard line. Kane's got twins to his left, Bradley Crutzinger to his right. He's going to roll left, looking for some room. He's going to throw this one to Hawkinson, and he's got a gain of about 6 yards. He finds Hawkinson towards the sideline for a first down.
Yeah, great route by TJ. Great route runner. Not only can catch, not only can run after the catch, but route running is huge, especially when you're getting double and triple teams. So good route, and then great throw by Aaron. Kind of a roll out there by Aaron, and able to throw on the run. So when there's penetration, Aaron's able to get out, and that's definitely a good thing about having a fast quarterback like Aaron.
And after the catch by Hawkinson, Kane's got his offense at the line of scrimmage. And there's a fumble on the handoff to Boulder, but he's able to pick it up and tries running towards the outside, and it looks like he gained about 0.5 yard, but big scare for Sheraton right there.
Yeah, there was a roar from the Carlisle crowd, and as I say, Carlisle crowd is huge tonight, and they're loud, so definitely a lot of energy over here on Carlisle senior night.
So now Sheraton is looking at a 4th and 1, and it looks like they're going to go for it with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first quarter, down 7-0. And Kane comes at it in the pistol formation. Boulder behind him, and to his right is Bradley Crutzinger. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder up the middle, looking for some room. But he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. And that's it. Look at the spot.
It's a horrible spot. They gave him a horrible spot, but I think he'll still get it. He had it by 2 yards, and they gave him a yard at most. So definitely first time. Not a good spot, but
they are going to give him a first down. That's going to be 1st and 10 for Sheraton at the Carlisle 40-yard line.
And kind of interesting here. Stay away from here. T.J. Hawkinson is split out with a wide receiver usually. And when the wide receiver goes in motion, no one goes with the wide receiver and kind of slides even more to TJ. So putting the guy in motion hasn't been changing this defense at all. So they're showing they're going to triple TJ.
And Kane's got twins to his left. He drops back to pass, finds Hawkinson in the flat. He's looking for some room, gets the block, but brought down for a 4-yard gain. Hawkinson is now one catch away from tying the record, the state record, for reception.
Yeah, kind of not something you see a ton, just kind of a screen pass where TJ utilized him. If you're the Sharon offensive coordinators, utilize your best player and utilize all the attributes he can add to the team.
So Sheraton's offense is looking at it, 2nd and 5 from Carlisle's 35-yard line with 1:33 to go in the first quarter, down 7-0. Kane's got receivers to both sides. He drops back the pass, looks for Hawkinson in double coverage. But he's able to catch it, but it looks like he's out of bounds. Good coverage from Carlisle, and Sheraton's looking at a 3rd down.
And right there we see TJ not even open at all. They just throw it up to him, and he still made the catch. He's about half a yard out of bounds, so only able to come up with it, but that's how much confidence they have in Aaron Kane throwing it up to C.J. Hawkinson. Every time you throw it up to him, there's going to be a solid chance he's coming down with it.
So Sharon's looking at another 3rd down on this long drive. There's 1:22 to go. Kane comes at it with a pistol formation. Twins to his right. Hawkinson's got single coverage. Aaron's going to roll right. He finds Bradley Crutcher in the flat, but brought down for a gain of about 2 yards. It was number 32, Callan Gloss.
Not a bad play, though. They were really, really deep on them, so kind of threw a short route, got it from 3rd and long to 4th and manageable, so smart play by Kurt Smizer. 4th down territory, you might as well give your 4th down a lot better percentage.
So after that last play, it is now 4th and 5 with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sharon will go for it yet again in 4th down territory. Kane's going to line up with this one with Tripp to his left and Alex Holdren behind him as a running back. Kane's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw this one long to Grant Shriver, and it's incomplete. Carlisle will take over on downs from their own 34-yard line.
Toby Richmond was wide open on a swing. Would have a 1st down and more, so Aaron needs to really trust his guys tonight. They have the ability, and Aaron's done a great job all year tonight. Just got to trust his guys and let them make plays until they get the quadruple cover.
So now Jordan Pierce has brought his offense back onto the field after their long drive that resulted in 7 points. There's 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. They lead it 7-0. And Pierce has got Twins to his right, 2 running backs behind him. He's going to hand this one off to the fullback. It's going to be a gain of about 3 yards. It was Stevens.
Good run there. A good job by Sharon defense. First downs, you got to hold them short yardage so they don't get to 3rd and shorts. 3rd and shorts with a running team, especially like Carlisle or dangerous for the starter team. Plays right in their hand of wanting to run the ball in 3rd and short. That takes away a lot of the passing option.
And that play will be the last play of the first quarter. Carlisle leads it 7-0.
Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you.
And Derek, kind of going outside of this game, Iowa's got to play Northwestern next week. They got a lot of injuries, but great start so far for the season. I don't want to get a little too antsy, but they're kind of having a Rose Bowl season so far.
Yeah, Rose Bowl, and kind of reminds me of the 2009 Orange Bowl team with Ricky Stanzi at quarterback. That reminds me so much of Ricky Stanzi, how he's able to escape out of the pocket and make plays with his legs. So Iowa definitely winning close games, kind of like that 2019 did, and it's exciting. Out of my Hawkeye football is not safe to say back yet, but it's definitely where fans like it. We're pretty picky.
And that's going to bring us to our trivia question tonight, Derek. And the question is, when was the last time the Iowa Hawkeyes were in a Rose Bowl? Again, when was the last time the Hawks were in a Rose Bowl? Just text your answer to 641-203-9042. Again, 641-203-9042. And the question was, when was the last time the Hawks were in the Rose Bowl?
That's definitely a question we want to hear next year if we ask that. It was this year. It was 2015, so like we said, Hawks having a good season.
and we're getting ready to start our second quarter here. Pearson's under center from his own 38-yard line. He's going to hand this one off up the middle for a gain of about 2 yards. And it was Andrew Burnett.
Good tackle there by Bradley. Open field tackling is huge tonight, as it has been all season for the Sharon Chargers. Nick Ryan has proven tonight he's going to make those open field tackles, but the other linebackers, Chance Forrest and Bradley Krutz here, need to step up here and stop this running attack from Carlisle.
So Carlisle's looking down at 3rd and 3. They're going to hand this one off again to Burnett up the middle. He's got a first down, carrying a few Charger defenders all the way to the 50-yard line.
Sure needs to slow down this running attack. Maybe put an extra guy in the box, kind of like similar they did to Hockey and Knoxville. So Carlisle running all over the place, every down, first down, second down, third down, first down, second, you know, it's run every time, and Sharon has to respond to that.
And the time is at 11 minutes and 15 seconds for this second period of play. Carlisle leads it 7-0. Pierce is under center with Twins to his right. He's going to hand this one off up the middle to Burnett yet again, brought down by Lynn Schull and Chase Altenhoffen for a gain of about 6 yards.
Yeah, Lynn kind of new to the game of football. I have to stay low there on that outside, standing up a little too high, making it a little too easy on his offensive line to kind of push him down lower man. Lynn's pretty much in every sport you're in, football is definitely a result of that. Lower man will win, and tonight on this front line, Carlisle is getting lower.
And the big offensive line for Carlisle is going to be set up in Sheraton territory at their own 45-yard line. And Burnett's going to receive this one up the middle for another Carlisle first down. That's going to move the chains.
Carlisle is running down, running up Chargers right up the middle every time, and Chargers have no answer here early. So Andrew Burnett is doing what he wants. So let's see if Sheraton's able to make some adjustments.
That's kind of been a killer all year for Sheraton. They're just giving up those 5-6 yards. They can stop that. I don't know. They got their offense rolling usually, so if they can just stop those 5-6 yards, they're going to be in good shape, especially if they can make this playoff. And Burnett's going to get this one yet again up the middle, but brought down for only a 1 yard gain by a host of Chargers.
And right now, Sharon's playing on their heels, and we said earlier that cannot happen. This game is a momentum game, and it is a did one of these line scrimmage in these front lines for Sheraton. They're playing on their heels every play, and kind of unorganized, it looks like, chaotic. So Sheraton needs to get organized here and get in the position to make a play.
So Carlisle is going to be looking at a second and about 6 from Sheraton's 36-yard line. Pierce has got 2 running backs behind him. He's going to hand this one off for a gain of about 4 yards. It was Stevens.
And another broken tackle, same story, different play for the Sharon Charger defense. Half the tackle here if you want an opportunity to even win this game. This is Carlisle is dominating, to say the least.
So Carlisle is looking at another 3rd and short here. They've been able to convert all of them so far tonight. 3rd and 3. Pierce is going to hand this one off to Burnett. And he's got the first down again, another 5-yard gain. That's going to bring Carlisle all the way to about the 25-yard line.
And that's kind of when this is happening. I like to look on the sidelines. That's kind of how I feel, how the team's doing, kind of the attitude they have. And Carlisle's up right now on their heels, on their toes, ready to watch this game. And Sheraton's kind of over there in the cold. So on the field, it's the same. They feed off their energy. So Sheraton's guys on the sideline have to get going. The guys on the field really have to get going.
And Pierce comes under center. And he's going to drop back the pass for the first time tonight. He's going to throw this one deep towards the middle. And it is a touchdown, Carlisle. It was number 32 of Carlisle, Kellen Glaw.
That was a great play for Carlisle. Like we said, when they're running the ball, they're passing the ball well, too. So great play action fake there. All these Sharon guys drove in. And pretty good coverage by Toby Richard to start off the play. And then towards the end, kind of turned it back a little bit and was unable to get to it. Good catch, good throw.
Yeah, that was the first pass attempt for Jordan Pearson. It was a long touchdown. And Carlisle's going to fake this PAT and drop back the pass, but it is no good. Mason Henry made the catch at the goal line just short of the end zone. So the score will remain 13-0. Wildcats lead it with 8 minutes and 44 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Hanson Dial Realty. When you are looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor insurance is Hanson Dial Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson's of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all the area athletics. So another good drive there, Adam, by Carlisle. So the Sharon defense is struggling here off this running attack, and then we just saw there another pass. So.
And Derek, that's just the thing. They're not just running it up the middle, though. They're bringing in the slot back in motion, and then they're going to run an option on the outside about every four plays, and that's really getting this defense off balance, and they're not able to stop the run up the middle.
Yeah, it's all cylinders for Carlisle, rushing it up the middle, rushing outside, and then as we see, they're passing. So Lee Kane has done a great job all year and all career for sure, and very experienced coach, so he'll make the adjustments, and Sheridan will have to respond if they want a chance to win this game.
And the kicker, Anthony Fuentes, is going to kick this one off to Kobe Richmond, back deep to receive for Sheridan. Kane's offense, as they come out on the field for their second possession, going to be looking for a different answer. They drove down the field pretty well to start off, and then they were just stopped on a fourth down opportunity. Going to be looking for a different answer as we come out on this next possession. And the kick to Kobe Richmond is going to be fielded at the 10-yard line. He's going to take this one all the way to the 30-yard line towards Sheraton's sideline, where Kane and Hawkinson's offense will come back onto the field.
Yeah, just like last year, Sheraton's going to have guys besides TJ step up here. Obviously, TJ's going to do his thing and make those catches that are unbelievable. But Bradley Crutzinger last game was our guy, and then Kobe Richmond has the ability tonight. And then Alex Holder doing a good job running so far, but has to continue.
Kane's going to drop back to pass on this first play. Rolls left, and it is batted down by Carlisle. Incomplete. Defensive line got in there and poured some havoc on Aaron Kane.
I see a flag right here, and I was just thinking this to myself, and like I usually do, I give the refs kind of a hard time. So right there we saw, I think, a holding against the guy carding Cody Richmond. Couldn't catch the number, but I was just about to go crazy on it. I think that's what it is.
And they're going to wave off the flag there. It's no penalty. And Sheridan will have a 2nd and 10 from their own 30-yard line. And, Derek, you thought that was going to be a penalty.
I did, for sure. But Dave Long over here left me, just mentioned me. It was a blocked down pass. So that penalty does not go into effect there. It was a holding down field. Kobe Richmond would have had a touchdown. But penalties... definitely not in Sheridan's favor so far.
And Kane's in the pistol formation. He's going to send Kobe Richmond in motion. He hands it off up the middle to Alex Boldreff. And there's a fumble on the play, but Sheridan looks like they recovered. And that's the 2nd fumble scare for Alex Boldreff.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go back to it again. Sheridan right now does not have the momentum at all. They are, it's just kind of dead over there. This is a big game. Sheridan has to get going here. And I think you'll see here soon T.J. Hawkinson make a play, because they're needing him right now. He's the best player on the field, head to toe by a lot. So they need their best player and the best player on the field to make a play here, get them going.
And Kane comes up to the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 13. He's got trips to his right, but he sends Hawkinson in motion. Drops back to pass. Looks over to Hawkinson's way. Throws one deep, but just out of the reach of Hawkinson. It's going to be 4th and 13. With 7 minutes and 47 seconds to go, Sharon's going to bring their punt team out for the first time tonight.
Yep, Sharon's got to move the chains here. Known for scoring and high efficiency on offense, so got to have to put the ball on the got to move the ball and put points on the board if you're going to win this game, especially when your defense is struggling like it is right now.
Derek, you said the attitude just might not be there, or the energy. And this is a big game. Sharon's not in the playoffs yet. I mean, people think that we're already in the playoffs, but there's some things that have to happen if we lose this game. And so if we win this game, we're automatically in, but a lot of things got to happen if we lose. And Hawkins is going to drop back to punt here, and he's going to punt it all the way to the 40-yard line, fielded by the Carlisle Walkers. He's got room up the middle. And he's going to got one man to beat it, Hawkins, and that's him. Into the end zone, touchdown, Carlisle. A punt return for them, and the score is now 19-0, Carlisle losing.
And this place is playing over here. What a return there. That was a heck of blocking down the field by his teammates, and then kicked up back there, able to punch it in. Carlisle is rolling here, rolling, serving Sharon's squad.
Yeah, you could roaring to say the least, Eric. They're leading at 19-0 with 7 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the second quarter. I'm sure Schmeiser's going to have a few words to say to them in the locker room. Derek, that's kind of been the story of Sheridan. They've been more of a second-half team, but they got to come out in the first half, and so they don't have to play catch-up.
Yeah, it's a little safe for Sheridan. You can't get down like early in the games. You can't get down like this.
And Carlisle's going to bring out, is going to go for two on this one, the option towards the right. It's Stevens into the end zone. That's the two-point conversion is good. Carlisle leads it 21-0. So 7 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is there to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at cfirstyourvoice.com or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And Derek, we've been saying it quite a bit so far tonight. Sheridan's energy isn't there tonight, but it's kind of been like that all year for the first half. And they've been kind of playing catch-up for a few of these games, especially Knoxville last week. They were behind in the first half, but definitely they come back to win, which kind of would like it if you had to come back out of the locker room with the lead.
Exactly, Adam. There are teams where you can have a bad first half, and you can have a lot of mistakes, and you cannot have the energy you need to win the game and come back. And then there's teams like Carlisle where you cannot come out flat and win. Carlisle is not going to give up the game in the second half if it's a four-possession game or five-possession game, so Sheridan has to punch it in here and get a stop on defense. So one play at a time, but their hands full even more than they did to start off the game here, 21-0.
And Fuentes is going to kick this one off deep. Kobe Richmond back deep to receive. Alex Boldrev and Nick Ryan. Sheridan down 21-0. We're going to be looking for a score. Got to get a little momentum boost here going before the locker. Before they head into the locker room. Fuentes' kick is towards the middle. Richmond's going to field it at the 12-yard line. He runs this one up the middle. Good return all the way to the 35-yard line where Sheridan's offense will take over.
And there you go, Kobe Richmond. If it's going to take a junior, these are the lost senior leaders on the Sheridan team, but if it's going to take a junior to get you going, Kobe put his head down and ran harder than I've ever seen him run. So plays like that are going to get the Sheridan team going. It's just little plays that mean the biggest difference.
And, guys, a big game for around this district, Knoxville and Oskaloosa. Knoxville is leading it 20-0 over Oskaloosa, so good news for Sheridan.
Yeah, they definitely need Knoxville to win that game. A lot of heartbreaker to Oski, so.
And Kane's going to hand this one off to Boldrev up the middle. Stops at the line of scrimmage by a host of Carlisle defenders. Nothing doing for Sheridan.
Yeah, nothing at all. Early in this game, Boldrev had a couple early runs, but Sheridan has to find a way to get Bradley Crutz here going. Bradley is a threat on his offense at the end. And last game against Knoxville, they showed it. He was able to move those chains, and tonight he's yet to get the ball on offense, except for one low pullback in the flat.
So that's going to leave us with 2nd and 10, with 6 minutes and 48 seconds to go. Carlisle leads it 21-0. Kane's got twins to both sides. Hoxton's got help over the side and safety. Kane drops back the pass, rolls left. Looks for Nick Ryan, but it is picked off by Carlisle. He's going to take this one all the way to the end zone. It was picked off by Dallas Wright.
Yeah, that's tough for sure. It's been Aaron, that ball might have floated a little bit, but just a better play by that corner there, Dallas Wright. So
he kind of just jumped the route there. It was a curl route for Nick Ryan and jumped the route, read it all the way, and now Carlisle is leading it 27-0.
Yeah.
Not good for Sheridan.
Yeah, it's not good at all, Adam. But on that individual play there, I think Nick's route was a little deep. I think Aaron was expecting a little shorter out there, following TJ. So definitely space TJ and whoever's with him on that.
And Fuentes is in for the extra point, but there's a flag on the play.
And I think if you're Kurt Schmeiser right now, you feel this hole digging in and you're hurting right now. So, but Kurt Schmeiser, he's a coach, so the players will feed off him and he stays positive and allows the guys, you know, playing hard right now is the first thing, first step, and I only think Chargers are playing hard, honestly.
And Carlisle's definitely been taking advantage of their lack of physical play so far, and they're going to try the extra point yet again, bringing in a heavy set. He's going to hand this one off up the middle of Stevens. He's in for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, not a
score is now 28-0. Carlisle leads it with 6 minutes and 28 seconds to go in the second period.
Yeah, not I thought that from that on that run. So has a lot of questions right now, and see if they're able to at least put a touchdown on the board here, maybe two, and get this thing in. It's a halfway manageable. This thing, this hole is getting deeper every second we talk. Kind of feel this hole it's there. It's definitely a big problem here for Sheraton.
And I don't know, the energy around the school today, Derek, it was high. I thought the Chargers were going to come out in this game and really put it to Carlisle. We knew it was going to be a good game. I thought they were going to come out with a lot of energy, but that's not what they're doing tonight, and they're going to really have to turn this one around and turn it around quick if they want to make this game.
Yeah, it's almost like a sports mentality you have to have. It's in big games, you got to turn your nervous energy into adrenaline and let that adrenaline just push you. I think their nervous energy is just turning into nervous energy and not use it for adrenaline.
And Anthony Fuentes is in the kick yet again. Carlisle kind of runs a fake onside kick every time, and then they kind of fake it, run back, and do a regular kickoff. Make sure the front line of Sheraton is on their toes. Fuentes' kick is down the middle, fielded by Kobe Richmond, but it's going to bounce all the way to the end zone. It's a line drive kick. All the way to the end zone, it's going to be a touchback. Sheraton will take over at their own 20-yard line with 6 minutes and 28 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, and Adam, right now we're missing, I talked to him before the game, he's your heart hurts for the kid, Dylan Sanders, another senior, was 15 year last night. He's a senior leader for the Sheraton team, and it's a big blow for Sheraton not having him tonight, and it has hurt them on the offensive end, not having him, his speed on the outside, and then different variation for that running back game between him and Boldrez.
And Kane's in the shotgun, hands this one off to Boldrez. He's looking for some room on the outside, gets a good gain of about 5 yards.
That's a start for Sheraton, positive gain. Get this thing going and get the second short and then third and short. No more third and tens if you're Sheraton. Those are low percentages, and all year they've definitely Sheraton not where they want to be on third down, third and long. So able to get this in third and short would be huge here. Or first down, obviously.
It is now second down and 5 from Sheraton's 25-yard line. Kane's got twins to both sides. Boulder behind him. He receives a snap, hands it off to Boulderev, looking for some room on the outside, but brought down by, looks like, the whole Carlisle defensive line. No gains for Sheraton.
And they are flowing, and these linemen for Sheraton are getting killed defensively and offensively. Sheraton's line has been great for them all season tonight. They are not doing a good job. Sheraton's line, these guys are seniors. They're very good players, so I think we'll see different attitude out of them. They're not a team to give up here.
Yeah, knowing Trevor Nance, he's going to lead those guys, and he's a guy that'll push a defender 10 yards and be looking for him to make a difference with this offensive line. Kane's got it third and 5 from the 25-yard line. He drops back the pass, got some time, rolls left, looking for somebody, throws this one deep to Hawkinson, and he's got it at the 50-yard line. It was a Carlisle defender almost caught it, but it deflected off his hands, and Hawkinson took advantage and big first down for Sheraton, and that's a historic catch for Sheraton. He tied the record for most or career receptions. So TJ Hawkinson now has tied the record for career receptions.
Yeah, that's not. We don't quite have the energy we have up here for that astonishing record. That's unbelievable. TJ, hard work paying off more and more as the season goes on, more and more records. But a great catch and some luck there. Lucky for Sheraton.
And Kane's got it now, first and 10. Hands it off to Boldrev, but brought down by another host of Carlisle Wildcats at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be brought down for a negative 1 yard with 4 minutes and 34 seconds to go. Time ticking down. Carlisle leads it 29-0.
Yeah, that's his first down. That's a few times tonight that's happened, that first down. Loss of immediate 1 or 2 yards. So that just shows how much the defensive line is beating the offensive line for Sheraton. Sheraton kind of in a weird formation here.
Yeah, Sheraton's in a different kind of formation. They send all their offensive line to the left side. And Kane's going to run this one towards the right side. He's got a lot of running room. First and 10. Good run by Aaron Kane.
And that's what we call a charger special here in Sheraton. All the guys lining up to the left, except the quarterback's in the middle, kind of by himself, kind of in an island. Interesting play, great play by Lee Sandy. I love that out of him, continuing to change it up here and not letting Carlisle didn't have that in their scouting report, that's for sure.
And after the Aaron Kane first down, Sheraton's looking at a first and 10 in Carlisle territory at their 38-yard line. Kane's got twins to his left. He's going to drop back to pass, rolls left. Wings this one over to T.J. Hoxton, but just over his reach, incomplete pass.
Yeah, Aaron's missing a couple throws tonight. He's been so accurate all season. So I think it's pretty cold outside. The ball might be affecting him because of the cold. I know people are in here can barely have a text on your phone when you're outside. It's so cold. So it's one of those things you kind of wonder how you can throw a football. But Aaron's a tough kid, and look for him to find a way to get that ball into places where his guys can make plays.
And now after the incomplete pass, it is 2nd and 10 from the 38-yard line. Kane's in the pistol formation this time. He's going to roll right, drops back the pass, throws it over to the middle to Hawkinson, and he's got a gain of about 3 yards. Now Hawkinson is the sole leader of the receptions in a career.
Yeah, that's the record. So T.J. Hawkinson is the sole reception leader as he has touchdowns. So, breaking records. We'll see if he can get his team on the right track here, though. That's I know for TJ, competitive kid, that's the most important thing to him right now.
So after Hawkinson's short reception, Sheraton is looking at a 3rd and about 6 yards. With 3 minutes to go until we head to the locker room.
Have to punch it in here. Have to.
And Kane's got twins to his left. He's going to drop back to pass again. He's got time. Throws a long one towards the left side to Hawkinson. Double coverage. And it is an incomplete pass. 4th down.
TJ, I argue for the holding call. Maybe not. Probably not a catchable ball. So I think the call there is when it's not catchable, it's not trying. So.
And so TJ held though. Sheraton's going to be looking at a 4th and 6. 3rd down, 29-0. And then it looks like they're going to go for it here with only 2 minutes and 55 seconds to go, 4th down territory.
Yeah,
Kane's got it with twins to his right. Hawkinson to his left. 2 guys on Hawkinson. Kane's going to drop back to pass, rolls right, throws it over to the middle of the field.
And that's a flag. Yep, they called it. And for them.
T.J. Hawkinson is being triple covered and threw it over towards the middle to him, and the guy looked like he was just holding him and rest of the flag.
And the coach over there is arguing that was uncatchable, but with T.J. Hawkinson, we see very few plays that are uncatchable.
And so after the penalty, Sheraton gets an automatic 1st down. Big play for them, and they're going to keep their drive alive with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to go. So Sheraton kind of getting saved by the penalties this time.
Yeah, saved by the penalty. That's happened a couple times this year. So what happens, though, when you're aggressive and you take shots downfield, you put the corner at, give a lot of pressure to the corner, and especially TJ's away, it's tough for him.
And then it's going to be 1st and 10 for Sheraton in the red zone. It's at the 19-yard line. And Kane's going to drop back to pass. He's got time. Throws it over the middle to Hawkinson. And it's completed. And he's tackled at the 1-yard line, just short of the end zone. It's going to be another 1st down for Sheraton. A fresh set of downs as it is taken all the way to the 1-yard line.
And very few times we see the 1-yard line with TJ. Usually he finds a way to get in that end zone. So 1 yard here, Sheraton has to punch it in here with 2 minutes, 39 seconds left.
Yeah, so Sheraton looking for a score. This is where TJ can be really deadly in the red zone, deep into the red zone. Kane's in the pistol formation. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder. I'm looking for the end zone. And it's going to be close, but brought down by a host of Carlisle defenders, just short of the end zone. And no gain, and Sheraton's looking at a 2nd and 1.
Yeah, kind of in these 1 yard short red zone situations, the battle is the O-line versus the D-line winner. Defense gets through, they get the penetration, they get the stop. Offense wins the battle, they get the touchdown. So tonight, Carlisle has won the battle every single play almost. So kind of interesting runs here on this 1 yard line.
So Kane's going to take it under center this time with a QB sneak.
That's you then. They're
we'll have to see the spot.
They're not calling it, but he's for sure in.
And it looks like he stopped short at about the half line, half yard line. He's inches away from the end zone, third and one. So after the QB sneak, unsuccessful.
Yeah, this D-line for Carlisle is great up front. They're strong, they're fast. They are, like we said a bunch of times tonight, they were winning that line of scrimmage battle, which was the key to coming to this game.
And this time Kane is in the pistol formation. He receives the snap, hands it off to Boldrev. But it looks like there's a fumble on the play, and he was able to pick it up, and he is in for the end zone. Into the end zone, touchdown Sheraton.
A big touchdown by Sheraton, although they have played about as bad as they played. They are on the board now, and coming back from a play I called earlier, thing I called earlier on that pass interference, the flag of uncatchable is not in high school football. That's a different level, so my fault on that error there.
And with a minute and 7 seconds to go, Sheraton able to get into the end zone for the first time tonight. It's 29-6. Boldrev in it. Attempt the extra point. And his extra point is right down the middle. Score now. Carlisle leads it 29-7 with a minute and 7 seconds to go in the second period before we head to the locker room.
Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at cfirstyourvoice.com and like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA.
And Derek, we got the answer from the trivia question we had earlier. The question was, when was the last time the Iowa Hawkeyes were in the Rose Bowl? And the answer is in 1991 against the Washington Huskies. They lost that battle 46-34.
And like we said, we want to see the Iowa Hawkeyes. In the Final Four, I guess, is what it is now. Like we kind of said earlier, they kind of tied into the Rose Bowl game or whatever in the Final Four. So definitely it would be a big deal for Iowa to get in that Final Four.
And Hawkinson has brought out the kick team, ready to kick this one deep. Special teams has been a positive for Carlisle already, and this one they got a punt return.
Yeah, that's speed. Carlisle brings it every year with their speed. They're always known for having a really fast team. Return team is always really quick, and tonight they definitely show that too.
And Hawkinson's going to kick a squid one, and it's fielded at the 35-yard line, brought back to the Carlisle 42-yard line, and that's where the offense will take over after the Jordan Pierce coming out on the field after his touchdown pass in his last drive.
Yeah, that's something you got to be able to do for Carlisle, especially in the big-time district game. So able to pass the ball there, Carlisle, and they have that running attack and the numbers, and this game has showed it, and able to pass it there. That's huge for them.
And so Carlisle's going to take over here, first and 10 from their own 42-yard line with a minute and 4 seconds to go.
And I think they're going to push it, try to get another touchdown.
And Pierce is in the shotgun. He's going to roll left, looks for space, and he's going to throw this one over to the 50-yard line. It's completed. It's going to be a first down, Carlisle. It's number two, Kyer Sieskis, for a 15-yard gain. And they're running the no-huddle offense with 56 seconds to go. They're at it again in the shotgun. It's Pierce. He's going to drop back the pass yet again. Throws this one left. It is completed for another 6-yard gain. It was Kyer Sieskis again.
And as if Chargers going to be hurting any more, a touchdown here would rip your hearts out even that much more if you're through the Sheraton team. So it's out here. Might even be a momentum boost going in the second half.
And there's 49 seconds to go in this second quarter. Carlisle leads it 29-7. Pierce is going to drop back fast, rolls right, finds his receiver for a gain of about 7 yards. He's got more. Brought down for a first down all the way to the Sheraton 19-yard line. It was number 10 of Carlisle, Brian Robertson, the leading receiver for them.
Yeah, another missed tackle by Sheraton. That's been the story of the night. On the defensive end, like we said, on all cylinders of the game, Carlisle is winning offensive line, defensive line, inside runs, outside runs. So Sheraton able to punch in last possession, but this possession, Carlisle is driving again with only a minute to start off the drive.
And he was unable to get out of bounds on that reception, so Carlisle is forced to spin their first timeout. They still got two left still a lot of time to get this score, 41 seconds, and they're driving down the field with ease.
Yeah, Sarah knew it was coming. If you're going to try to drive the field down 60 yards to start a possession, you're going to have to pass it. And even when Sarah knows what's coming, that's what's troubling. If you're Sarah coaching staff right now, you know they're going to run early and you're unable to stop it. And if you know they're going to pass it now and you're unable to stop it. So Sarah's done a great job all year responding. So right here, this has got to be a response to stay in this game.
And so the teams are back onto the field after the Carlisle timeout in the shotgun. Is Jordan Pierce. He's got trips to his left, one receiver to his right. He's going to roll left, throw this one towards the sideline, and it is just incomplete. Looked like he had it with one hand, but unable to bring it in. So first incomplete pass of the drive, and it's second and 10.
And I hope Carlisle coaches don't hear me say this. If I'm Carlisle right now, I'm not throwing T.J. Hawkinson's way at all. That was risky. It should have been a pick six there with Hawkinson or an interception at least. Definitely don't throw it T.J. Hawkinson's way.
So after the incomplete pass, that's going to stop the clock with 35 seconds to go in the second period. Pierce is under center this time, twins to his right. And he's going to drop back to pass, throws it to the slant pattern on the left side, completed for about an 8-yard gain, and it was brought down by Kobe Richmond.
Great tackle by Kobe, one-on-one coverage, a little slant route. And Kobe responds to the call of Kurt Smizer, kind of putting him on an island tonight.
And so Carlisle's going to spend their second timeout. They got one left. And they got it at the 19-yard line of Sheraton.
Grace Baptist Church, listed its services on KIIC on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Located at 703 South 1st Street, Sheraton, Iowa. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And we got a score update. In the Knoxville game, Knoxville leads it 35-0 in the second quarter. So a blowout going on over there in Knoxville. And good news for Sheraton, though, they needed Oskaloosa to lose that one. Not over yet, but Sheraton needs Oskaloosa to lose out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and Oskaloosa, like you said, need them to lose out. They kind of an upset, like you'd like to see. But the way Chargers are playing tonight, that might have, I don't know, it's interesting. But like high school football can go either way. Tonight's been a huge surprise with this early score difference, and then Sheraton runs Knoxville, loses to Oski. Knoxville beats Oski really bad. You know, it's crazy how nights change and teams change throughout the week.
And so the offense is back onto the field as Jordan Pierce in the shotgun. He drops back to pass. Throws this one over towards the end zone. Incomplete pass. It is going to be fourth and two with 24 seconds to go. It's going to be interesting to see what Carlisle does.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at their field goal kicker, watching him in warm-ups. He can really kick the ball, but just kind of looking around whether he's going to go out. I think they're going to go for it here with try to get a touchdown.
So this is going to be a big stop for Sheraton, especially before they head into the locker room. They're down 29-7, going to need a big stop here. Pierce is in the shotgun. He keeps this one on the quarterback sneak. He's got some running room, and he is going to be close to the end zone, but fights his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Carlisle.
Wow. That was an awesome run there. That second effort that we talk about in football all the time. What a safe win, that second effort. And right there,
it was the quarterback.
Wow, that's a great run there. Great second effort. And
that one this game looked like he was brought down at the 2-yard line and just fought his way into the end zone. The score is now 35-7. Carlisle leads it in the attempt to extra point is number 49, Anthony Fuentes. And his PAT is no good, just left. So after the 6 points from Carlisle, they lead it 35-7 with 14 seconds to go in this second quarter. So Carlisle, they had about 50 seconds to go down the whole field and score, and they did that.
And they did it, I wouldn't say with ease, but I'd say it as close as to perfection as you can, the right plays at the right time, putting Sheraton on their heels like they have been all game, and just drove it down the field with passing. We showed earlier they really run heavy team, but with the ability to pass, it's dangerous, and it's definitely hurting Sheraton here early. And another side note here, guys, we have no halftime report for you guys, so we're going to go off the air for a little bit and then join us back for the second half, see if Sheraton can respond here and make this game again.
and back deep to receive for Sheraton is Kobe Richmond. Fuente in the kickoff for Carlisle. I don't know if they got enough time to put a score on the board. I'm guessing Aaron Kane's going to be taking a knee. Down 35-7, no need to take a risk. Yeah, especially when the momentum's on your side, you get a halftime break to get things figured out and go out of the second half. I believe it's Jared Ball to start off the game. Second half, excuse me. And Fuentes' kick is a line drive towards the middle. Richmond is going to field it at the 10-yard line, looking for some room towards the left side. And he is brought down at the 27-yard line with 6 seconds to go. Not enough time for Sheridan's offense to do anything special.
You can try throwing a 50-yard pass. See how I can see what he can do. But if you're Sheridan here, the way this game has gone, the way Carlisle dominated on every cylinder of this game, the smart thing to do is knee it and get in the halftime, get in the locker room as fast as you can. That's what they're going to do.
And that's what just Aaron Kane's going to do. He's just going to take a knee here. And that's going to conclude our first half of play. Carlisle leads it 35-7. So Sheraton looks like they got a little momentum boost at that score and looking for a stop. But Carlisle answered, and they answered fast.
Yeah, and this has been hard for Sheraton here. And we got to go off there here. So join us back in the second half.
Carlisle leads it after the first half, 35-7. Sheraton's going to get the ball first here. And Fuentes is in to kick off, back deep to receive Kobe Richmond. And a rough half for Sheraton. Derek, what do they do to get the momentum going their way?
Yeah, first off, just get little plays, you know, little drives, little blocks, little extra plays, extra tackles, and just move the ball on offense and get stopped on deep.
And the kick is to Alex Boulder. He'll receive it at the 20-yard line. He's got room up the middle. Takes it all the way to the Sheraton 43-yard line. So good start for Sheraton. And Aaron Kane's offense is going to take over at their own 43-yard line.
Yeah, and like I was saying, some of the keys to the second half sounds a lot easier than it is, as we've seen tonight, just to get stops on D. But, you know the running attack has been there, but tonight they showed a passing attack that I didn't know of, and I know the Sheraton starters in it, so I think the second half, Lee Kane and his defense will do a much better job.
And Kane is in the shotgun, trips to his right, Hawkinson to his left. He drops back fast, throws it in the flat to Bradley Kretzinger. He's got room to run first down, Kobe Richmond.
That's a good start for the Chargers. Have other guys take plays. TJ's been targeted a lot tonight, which he should. Don't shy away from it. TJ, big player, and he's got to keep the ball, but good job there by letting other guys make plays. Get some pressure off TJ.
So first and 10 into Wildcat territory at their own 46-yard line. There's 11 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Carlisle leads it 35-7. And Kane comes at it, pistol formation. Turns to his left, sends Richmond in motion, hands it off to Boldrev up the middle. And he stopped for about a gain of maybe 1 yard, if we're generous.
Yeah, that was a big hit there. We've seen multiple hits tonight from these Carlisle guys. They come up the hit, and they put their shoulder down. He's turning running backs are getting hit hard tonight. So maybe that's having an impact on these running backs for sure, and not a whole lot going in the run game.
And so after the run up the middle from Boldrev, Sheraton's got a second and 8. Kane drops back to pass. He's got time. Throws one over to the left side to Hawkinson. He's got it. First down all the way to the 30-yard line of Carlisle. Out of bounds.
And this drive for Sheraton has been great so far. Really not foreseeable for these Chargers. They're passing when you're expecting run. They're running when you're expecting pass. And just, that's what you got to do on this offense. That's what they've done great so far this year is get the defense on their heels and not let them control the game.
And Sheraton has a fresh set of downs that Carlisle territory at their own 30-yard line. Kane's going to hand it off to Boulder if he's looking for room on the right side. But gets about 2 yards with the run. Good stop from Carlisle. Hosted then brought down Alex Boulder.
Yeah, good run by Alex. Making something out of not a whole lot, but we said this a couple times tonight. Bradley Kretzinger has to make some plays here. He was our key to tonight's game on offense. And he hasn't had a lot of yards, hasn't had a lot of targets, so T. Sheridan can involve him on their offense. He's a huge part in their game plan, and got to execute it with him.
And Kane's going to come up to the line of scrimmage with Twins to his left. Second and six. He drops back to pass. Throws it over to the left side to Hockenson, but it is picked off by Carlisle. He's got room to run, and Hockenson brings him down at about the 45-yard line. Another interception for Carlisle, and Carlisle will take over on down.
And that, you know, that's an impressive interception when it's thrown TJ's way. TJ does a great job not letting it get intercepted, but didn't have a chance of not letting that get intercepted. So a good drive, comes up short.
So Carlisle will take over on down at their own 44-yard line. Or sorry, yep, 44-yard line. They bring in a heavy set. Pierce is going to flip this one off to the left side of Stevens. He's got running room on the left side. But almost a touchdown-saving tackle by Kobe Richmond. He's brought down in Sheraton territory at their own 38-yard line. So big first play for Carlisle.
Yeah, great first play, and just continue what they where they left off in the first half, running the ball down the field with ease.
So after the big run, Carlisle's looking at a first and 10. Up in this one, 35-7 is the score with 9 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. And they're going to hand it off to Stevens yet again. He breaks a couple tackles at the line of scrimmage and fights for more. He's got a first down and more, gain of about 20 yards. Takes it all the way to Sheraton's 17-yard line.
Yeah, breaks multiple tackles, and tonight we've seen way too many missed tackles by these certain defense. They are a stout defense throughout the season, but tonight have not shown a lot of resilience on that D-line, and then the linebackers need to step up here. Great linebacker core for Sheraton. Need them to step up.
So the referee ruled them out actually at the 20-yard line. So first and 10, Carlisle from the Sheraton 20-yard line. Pierce comes in on under center. He sends the slot back in motion. He's going to pitch this one out to Stevens. He's got running room to the outside. Runs over a defender. He gets the first down. So this running attack from Carlisle having their way with Sheraton.
And they're big. Their line is big. They follow the blockers and they run hard. And when there's an open man, open one-on-one battle, Carlisle wins it. So great job by Carlisle. They're really executing their running attack tonight.
So Carlisle knocking on the door yet again, deep into Sheraton territory. They're at the 7-yard line, first and goal.
And here on this play, we'll see kind of where Sheraton's at mentally. See if they're able to get a couple first down stops.
And Pierce brings in the heavy set. He hands it off up the middle to the fullback. He's looking for the end zone, close to the end zone. A couple Carlisle players motioning a touchdown, but it looks like he's going to be just short of the end zone at the 1-yard line. So Carlisle looking at a second and one.
Yeah, this has been a drive and a half from Carlisle, as has this game for them. So good news for Sheraton. They couldn't play any worse in the first half. Good and bad news is the scoreboard.
And Pierce is going to have a QB sneak right up the middle in for the end zone, into the end zone. Carlisle scores another touchdown and able to, as we said before, Derek, running has been the highlight for Carlisle tonight as they go up 41-7.
Yeah, this is an old-fashioned kind of a blowout so far here. See if Sheraton can do a few things and get this thing closer. That's big. They have a good chance going into the playoffs because of numbers and all that, but you got to play better. Got to.
And Fuentes is into the extra point. He puts it right down the middle. Carlisle leaves it 42-7 with 8 minutes and 22 seconds to go in this third quarter.
Great. Midwest Heritage Bank, the mission of Midwest Heritage Bank is to provide a full range of financial services to our customers through convenient and innovative channels in a friendly and customer-focused manner. Proud sponsor of Sheraton Sports. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And Derek, guys, we got some time. I want to give a special shout-out to the Carlisle Press Box. They provided us with some free pizza and also another one to Tim Millage. He managed to eat most of the pizza and kept it all to himself, I guess.
Tim Millage, that's what he does. He's a kind of a food hawk now. Tim Millage, kind of the reason we're up here, but definitely like to give him a hard time, like you said. I saw him over there eating all the pizza. So
he just sitting in the corner eating his pizza.
That's Tim Miller for you. It's like he's never busy. He's never doesn't have to go to every sport. No, Tim Miller's a very busy man. He's all over the place, as you see. Great AD for Sheraton here. Super glad to have him. Not glad if you're wanting pizza.
And Flame Chase is in to kick off. Back to your chief, Kobe Richmond. Carlisle leads it 42-7 with 8 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. And Fuentes' kick is deep to Kobe Richmond. He fields this one at his own 5-yard line. Takes this one up the middle. Jukes a couple players, but ultimately brought down at the Sheraton 27-yard line, where this offense is going to take over, looking for a better answer than last time.
And my highlight for Sheraton so far in this game, where they have not played up to their potential, is Kobe Richmond. Carlisle has punched in a lot tonight, but Kobe on the kick returns is running extremely hard, and that's what you like to see out of the junior here for the Chargers. A good athlete for Chargers in multiple sports. So Kobe Richmond doing a good job of still playing hard.
And Kane comes in with the shotgun, sends Richmond in motion. He's going to keep this one on the QB sneak, but he's got no room to run. Brought down for no gain, 2nd and 10.
Yeah, that last drive with the late interception after a nice drive has definitely deflated the Sheriffs and Chargers, as if the position they're in didn't do that enough. So Sheridan really struggling here.
So King brings his offensive line to the line of scrimmage. He's in the pistol formation. Sees a snap from Cornu, but he drops it, but able to pick it up again. Looks for some running room towards the left side. Good play by Aaron Kane to make something out of nothing. Gets about 5 yards on their run. Kind of bobbled the snap a little bit. Able to field it in. Get some positive yardage.
Yeah, I think Sheraton is hunting that over top ball to TJ. Kind of, you just want to get all the chunky yards that you need in one play, but I think they're going to have to keep running under routes, back shoulder, which they've done a really good job all year, TJ, in order to get these yards.
So after the run from Aaron Kane, Sheraton's looking at their first third down. It is 3rd and 4. Kane's got twins to his right, Hawkinson and Richmond. He's going to drop back to pass. Fires it over the middle, but blocked by another Carlisle defensive lineman. So Carlisle's D-line able to get 2 blocks tonight on Aaron Kane, and Sheraton looking at 4th down. They're going to bring their punt team in.
So they're going to bring that punt team in, and like you said, the D-line is massive for the Carlisle Wildcats. And tonight they have done a great job.
And so back deep to receive. For Carlisle is number 2, Kyer Seastis.
A lot of speed out of him.
And punting for Sheraton, TJ Hawkinson from his own 32-yard line. And he gets this one off, punts it, and it's going to go all the way to about the 32-yard line, but Carlisle touched it, Sheraton tried getting on it, but looks like Carlisle was able to recover. The return man kind of motioned everyone to go away from it, but the ball bounced right at him, and he touched it.
That kind of a rule of thumb, something you got to do is get out of the way when you're not able to field the punt. But Carlisle kickoff guy, or punt-off guy, kind of was in the way there, touched him, and able to come up with it. But good break for Carlisle there.
So Carlisle will take over at their own 29-yard line with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. They lead it 42-7.
And this is a crucial stop for Sheraton. That's not necessarily because they, from the scoreboard standpoint, just mentally.
And Pierce comes under center. He's going to hand this one up the middle to Burnett. He's got a gain of about 6 yards.
Yeah, great run there, following his big guys up front. Just really working together good, executing their game plan with the run, and they are running the ball at a very high level.
And so after the 6-yard carry, that's going to take them all the way to that's going to take them to the 35-yard line.
We got some warriors out here on these fan bases. Sheraton has a good crowd, but cold night, and even the press box here, it's halfway cold because the window's open.
And Pierce is going to be brought down for a loss of about 4 yards. He faked the handoff up the middle to Burnett, but decided to keep it and Lynn Chule brings him down for a loss of about 4 yards, and now Carlisle's looking at a third and about 7.
Yeah, great job there by Sheraton getting through, and the plays we have not seen a lot tonight. It was literally the first play of the game, and there's been a lot, that's the second time it's happened tonight. It's pretty much 2 times a loss for a play for a loss, so that's got to happen more here in these third and fourth quarters.
There's 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pierce is under center. He's going to run the option towards the left side. It's Stevens towards the outside. He's got a gain of about 3 yards brought down out of bounds by a host of Chargers. And Carlisle's going to be looking at about 4th down and short.
Okay, Adam, here's my take on it, looking at it right now. So I believe this is the first time Sheridan South Carlisle to a punt, if I'm right. So that's not good if you're Sheridan. First time for a punt, I mean, it's got to happen, so that's a good job there by getting the stop, but it can't happen late in the third quarter is your first time getting forcing a punt. So
Carlisle has sent their punt team on to the field with a 4th and 5 from their own 34-yard line. Back deep to receive the junior, Kobe Richmond. And the punt is off, and it is a good one, high and deep. Richmond fields it at his own 20-yard line, fair catch. And that's where Sheraton will take over, 1st and 10, with 2 minutes and 41 seconds in the third quarter.
And the clock is still going right now. I'm not 100% sure, but right now the clock is not in your favor if you're Sheraton. You have a big gap here. I believe it's continuous clock here, so time, this scoreboard is probably too far hard to reach for Sheraton, but like we said, there's a lot of things at stake. You just got to play better for Sheraton. I think you can make a run in the playoffs, but you got to play better than this. They're capable.
And Kane's got it in the pistol formation from his own 20. He's going to fake the option, rolls right, pitches one out to Boulder, but there's a fumble. And Carlisle says they have it. And it looks like Carlisle has recovered on the option. Carlisle takes over at the Sheraton 20-yard line with a minute and 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sheraton tried running the option, but Kane pitched to Boulder. It was behind him, unable to receive it, and Carlisle's defense just pounced on the ball, and now they got the ball.
And we've seen this on Sheraton's side a lot this year. When things are going well, things continue to go well until the other team makes a big play or changes the momentum, and the Sheraton Chargers haven't been unable to do that tonight. Carlisle Wildcats have ran the field tonight, both ways.
And Pierce's offense is back onto the field. He's got it under center with 3 running backs behind him. Heavy set, hands it off to Burnett, and he's got a gain of about 3 yards.
Burnett's a ball carrier.
And that's Burnett is just. I've been so impressed with him tonight. I knew from his numbers he was a talented runner and definitely someone Carlisle had a lot of trust in. But tonight he has shown why he gets that trust from his coaching staff, from Carlisle, who is Mark Hostra, who's the head coach for Carlisle. And he's done a great job tonight with these play calls and just really executing his game plan, which is run the ball and then use that running success into their passing attack.
And the time is ticking down in the third quarter, 1:10 to go. Pierce is going to hand this one off up the middle. Looks like Burnett, again, he's got a gain of about 5 yards, very close to the sticks.
Yeah, and this drive is kind of similar to the other types of Carlisle. I was just really running the ball down. Down Sheraton is kind of every play, winning every aspect of this, but Sheraton here has to respond. Scoreboard's out of reach, like we said, but you just got to get stops. You can't let Carlisle keep going. You got to have more pride than that. And I know these seniors do. So let's see if they're able to get a stop here.
And so Carlisle's going to be looking at a 3rd and 1 with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. They're going to have time for one more play. They lead it 42-7. They bring in the heavy set. They got Pierce's under center with 3 running backs. He's going to QB sneak this one up the middle. He's got the 1st down and more. But there is a flag on the play. Looks like it was in the backfield. And it's against Carlisle. That's going to move him back.
Yeah, that's a flag to go for Sheraton. There's not been a whole lot of flags tonight. Not even a sloppy game from Sheraton. Just kind of a game they've lost up front tonight and in a lot of aspects. But getting stopped here could be big for them just moving forward in this game.
and the referee's discussing it right now. The official made the call that it was against Carlisle, but they're still discussing it here.
Smith Body Shop, if you drive on the highway, you'll want to know our name. If you love the look of a perfectly painted and shined vehicle, you'll want to know our name. Smith Body Shop, and if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And with 13 seconds to go in this third quarter, Carlisle had a penalty against them after the first down on a QB sneak, but an illegal formation brings them back to about a third and 10, so big break for Sheraton in their defense. Carlisle was threatening in deep into their red zone. That pushes them back all the way to the 21-yard line.
Yeah, it's a big penalty for Carlisle in the regards of punching it in again. I think they have this game settled, but penalties stop this drive a little bit, slow down, and it's still not over.
And that is going to conclude our third quarter. Wildcats lead it 42-7.
Kent Construction is a family-owned business that is ready to help with all your earth-moving projects. They do it all. Ponds, terraces, and tiling. Give Kent Construction a call at 766-6126 and let them move your earth with their GPS major controlled equipment. Summers Insurance sponsoring Touchdown. Summers Insurance on Westport is proud to support the Chargers and a proud sponsor of Charger Touchdown.
And, hopefully we can get some Charger touchdowns in this fourth quarter. A little momentum boost going into next week. Big game against Tella. They've been tough. They've been destroying teams every week in and week out. The defending champs, those guys are going to be a big test for sure next week.
It's a test. It's a challenge. It's Chargers have their hands full, let's say. This week they have their hands full, and then next week you have a Pella team that is virtually great at every aspect of their game. They have a great passing attack between Clayburgh and then their running attack, and they can throw the ball. They can get stopped, and they are they're the best team in the state in 3A and basically 4A too. They they're deep, they're fast, they're strong. They can do it all. They're really good fundamentals. So Pella is going to be very tough to beat, and I look for them to make another state run here.
And we will resume action here, start of the fourth quarter. Carlisle leads it 42-7, and they got it first and 10. Two running backs behind Pierce. He's going to fake this one up the middle on the option. He's got running room up, down the top, towards the outside, brings it all the way to the 1 yard line.
And we are not used to seeing Sheridan miss this many tackles. This is not characteristic from the Sheridan Charger defense, especially the guys that are missing. Well, they are very good. Players, so them missing these tackles is a lot of credit to this runner, but it's been tough for them.
Yeah, Derek, one thing to point out, Carlisle has brought in their backup quarterback, number 15, Max Goodhue. They feel like they got a good lead, a good enough lead to get some other guys some experience. So, and that was his first run of the game. He brought it all the way to the 1 yard line, so good run from him.
Yeah, if that's your backup quarterback running that hard and breaking that many tackles, that as a testament to this Carlisle coaching staff, having guys ready. One guy comes out of the game for the lead purposes, and other guys are ready to play, and they want to take advantage of this opportunity. It might be young guys, the seniors who have been in this program and just really want this opportunity to fill this lead even more for this Carlisle Wildcat.
And the new quarterback, Goodhue. He's got it at the 1 yard line, threatening to score again for Carlisle. Sheraton backed into their own end zone.
And I don't know about you, Adam, but I was not expecting this score here.
I was expecting a good game there. And Goodhue's going to hand this one off up the middle. Stops around the goal line, but the referee motions touchdown. Touchdown, Carlisle. The score is now 48-7. Carlisle leads it.
Yeah, this is tough for the Sheridan Charger team. I know we're up here. Our attitude has changed a little bit, too. This is a tough game. This is not a fun game for this Sheridan Charger fan base, players, coaches. This is a Sheridan team that did not play up to their potential all night throughout this game. So still pretty much a quarter left, but
And Sheridan's got a lot of potential. And they just didn't show it tonight, but you see it in these guys, these seniors especially, Bradley Crutchinger, Chance Words, you name it, Aaron Kane, they got a lot of potential. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what they can do, especially in the late season against Pella, hopefully playoffs, and hopefully they can get into the playoffs, see what things shape up with the Knoxville-Knoxville-Lucy game. Knoxville still leads it big, though. So Sheridan's still alive in the playoff run. Maybe not getting the 3 seed that they wanted with this win. If they would have won, they would get the 3 seed. So Carlisle looking like they're going to have the 3 seed.
Yeah, Carlisle came out like they wanted the 3 seed, and Sheridan didn't necessarily show that. So Carlisle, like we said many times tonight, I've been so impressed with this Carlisle offense. And honestly, coming in, numbers didn't really wow me, except they're obviously a little under 2,000 yards rushing. But Andrew Burnett has wowed me tonight. He has ran the ball extremely hard, but the thing about that I've noticed about him is his speed on that outside that I didn't know. I've heard he's had the power. I've you can see it just looking at him, but that speed on that outside is very impressive.
And so now the kicker for Carlisle, Anthony Fuentes, is in the kickoff deep to Kobe Richmond. And there's 11 minutes and 23 seconds to go in our fourth period of play.
Yeah, and Sheridan's rushing attack has not been successful tonight at all. They've been hitting early in the line.
And this one's going to be received at the 10-yard line, taken all the way to the 29-yard line. And our Sheridan's offense is going to take over, looking for something different. And there is an injured player on the field that looks like it is a Sheridan player. So not something you want to see, especially late in the game with a blowout.
Yeah, that's not something you want to do. I think if you're Sheridan here, you almost consider pulling your starters for injury purposes. No chance of winning this game at all. But, I mean, I guess there is the part of getting your game a little bit back, playing a little bit better in this game. But we're going to kind of give you guys some advertisements here to during this injury break. Ma and Pa Convenience Store at the junction of Highway 65 and 34 at Lucas. They have all your convenience store items, for your gas to a quick bite to eat on the go. Proud sponsor of Sheridan Charger Football. If you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC, and we have a lot of good games in high school football tonight, and this was one we definitely expected to be, but this is just a beating by this Carlisle Wildcats team against the Sheridan Chargers.
And that was Alex Fulbrev down, injured for the Chargers. The only running back right now that we know of for Sheridan, because Dylan Sanders being injured, torn ACL, so another big player in the offense getting injured in Alex Fulbrev.
Yeah, two running backs. Dylan Sanders tonight. We've missed his presence a ton. I know the Sheridan Chargers has. This is a sophomore running back named Dylan Harbert. A tough kid, really good wrestler. Harbert's family is really good athletes, really good passer and athletes.
And so Kane's going to get this one, throws it over the flat to Hawkinson, and he's going to have a gain of about 8 yards after the catch, second and two, and he's tackled out of bounds by a host of Carlisle defenders.
And interesting enough, TJ Hawkinson has not been able to get an end zone tonight, so it's kind of something to look at. Just TJ's been running extremely hard. He's been tripled and quite covered, so other guys for sure had to step up, and without Dylan Sanders, they couldn't.
And that's all on the Carlisle defense. They've been locking Hawkinson down very well, no deep threat for him. As Sheridan like to throw deep to Hawkins and give him a chance, but so far tonight he hasn't had a chance to do much. Really only his only catches are coming off screens.
Yeah, and that's something you're never going to see from TJ is a lack of effort. TJ has worked his tail off tonight. Even after that interception, you see kind of a missed throw there by Aaron or whatever. Aaron's done a great double year, if we haven't mentioned enough, but TJ hustled back completely and tried to make the play. Just effort's always there from TJ.
And so there was a run on the previous play by Hunter Neer up the middle, and he had a first down. Now Aaron Kane's going to drop back to pass, throws this one over to the left side and to about five guys covering TJ Hawkinson, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. And I'm not even over-exaggerating, guys. There was five guys on TJ Hawkinson on that play.
Yeah, there was you could have said it better. You said it good enough. I'm just going to leave the color out of that play. There was five guys, like you said, and there's other guys on the Sheridan Charger football team that should have had the ball there.
And a little score update for the Knoxville and Oskaloosa game. Knoxville leads at 42-6 in the fourth quarter. And Kane's going to hand this one off up the middle to Harbert. He's got a good game towards the left side for a first down and more taken to the 34-yard line. Sorry, that was Jacob or Tommy Summers for Sheraton, not Dylan Harbert.
Yeah, Tommy Youngfellow for the Sheraton Charter team. We haven't mentioned this yet. Some young fellows for Sheraton heard tonight. Nathan Bong, freshman, who's going to be a great athlete for Sheraton, actually tore his ACL the first game of the season. So that was definitely a blow. But, a lot of young guys for Sheraton could be good players in the future. So good to see them in here.
And Kane's got it in the shotgun, first and 10. He throws this one over to the flat to Hawkinson, looking for some type of running room. And he gets a little gain for about 6 yards. So Sheraton going to the screen pass again in the flat to Hawkinson. Really, that's the only way they're getting him tonight.
It is, and good job by the coaches recognizing that the screen pass is open. That's definitely not TJ's strongest attribute, but something he has in his game. He has about all of it right now. And we'll even improve at Iowa, but definitely a really good tight end that can do a lot of different things. And screen passes is one of them if he needs to.
And Kane sends Kobe Richmond in motion. Aaron's going to hand it off to Tommy Summers yet again, and he's got another good game. Good game for the young fellow. Gained him about 10 yards, another Sheraton Charger first down.
Yeah, Tommy's going to have to really get in that weight room and work hard because he has a lot of potential, and that's something Chris Meiser will continue to stay on him. He stays on his guys about lifting and staying in shape, so Tommy Summers gets some strength, and he could be a really good running back to the Sheraton Charger team in the future.
And Sheraton's got it now, first and 10, fresh set of downs on the Carlisle 18-yard line. 7 minutes and 28 seconds go in the fourth quarter. Tommy Summers, yet again, he bounces out outside, but brought down for a loss of about 1 yard. There to bring him down was number 42, Mason Hendricks.
Yeah, and this game is far over, obviously, 4-9-7, but kind of in these future games, I'm really interested to see how Sheraton can respond to this. Throughout games, they've responded late in games when they're down, but this game they weren't. But just in the next game, they got to be able to get past this one and move on.
Kane's got it in the shotgun, twins to his left. He drops back the pass. Throws it over the middle to Hawkinson. He is completed, and he is close to the end zone, but they call an incomplete pass. Looks like Hawkinson brought that one in, but they're saying he bobbled it, and when he was falling to the ground, an incomplete pass.
Yeah, I think he caught it and then fumbled it and picked it up himself. But the ref said he dropped it.
They're saying he just didn't have possession of the ball is what they're saying. But it looked like he had a couple steps after he caught it.
Yeah, it really did. I think that should have been a touchdown for Sheraton. But these refs, credit to them tonight. They've done a great job of controlling this game. And I always feel like I'm a little too hard on the refs half of the game. And tonight they've done great, and all these refs, they're doing their job and they do the best they can. They've done a great job.
So it's going to be 3rd and 10. Kane's going to hand this one off up the middle, but nothing doing for Sheraton. It was Kobe Richmond being the ball carrier. It is now 4th and about 9 for Sheraton at the 18-yard line.
And I know after this game, a lot of fans we'll stop by Fishers and get some ice cream or something. A great shop there. I'm actually looking forward to stopping there.
Maybe one highlight of the night.
Yeah, that's a highlight for us for sure.
And Sheraton's going to go for it here. 4th and 9 with 5 minutes and 24 seconds to go. Kane drops back to pass. He's pressured. Rolls left. Escapes the pressure, but great job by Aaron Kane. Gets close to the first down. The 10 on the spot, but he just escapes. Two guys pressuring him on a blitz and able to get out of pressure and close to the sticks, but they're going to rule him just short, and that's where Carlisle will turn over. Carlisle will turn over on down.
Yeah, and this hasn't been Aaron's best team, but he's done such a great job all season. And Aaron's one of those kids, a lot of speed, and he throws a great ball at him. He didn't throw the best ball tonight, and that's something he'll learn from and watch tape or whatever, threw a couple of interceptions or whatever. But he has been he's been a solid quarterback this year, to say the least. He's has done a great job leading the Sheraton offense to record numbers in receiving and then a lot of yards rushing. Not record rushing, but a lot of yards rushing this season as well as receiving yards.
And Derek, Carlisle's offense is going to take over, but it's in fresh faces for Carlisle's offense. They brought in their, they're bringing in their second team with 4 minutes to go, leading it 49-7, well in their, well out of hand. And they're going to hand it off for a gain of about 9 yards. Carlisle's offense still able to get yards even with this second team.
Yeah, that's lineman built in this situation when you have your kind of second string position players in. You follow your linebackers as a young guy, or excuse me, linemen as a young guy, and linemen first, second string, third string, fourth, not fourth string, but whatever string it is, these Carlisle linemen are ready to play tonight. We're ready to play tonight, and honestly, we're the, for me, the key besides the running back, number nine, Andrew Burnett, to them blowing this game open and winning this game with ease.
So Carlisle's got it now, second and one, and he's going to hand it off up the middle yet again. And the ball carrier is going to carry a few defenders, gain of about 12 yards, another Carlisle first down, time ticking down, 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Carlisle leads it 49-7.
Yeah, and like we said, Drew Sheraton doesn't get any easier. Pella next week, and that's it's not always a fun game over at Pella, I believe.
Yep.
So, Pella, like we said, 62-0 to Seidel right now, and it's
that's no surprise.
No surprise at all. But definitely have their hands full, and tonight Carlisle has ran the table.
And Goodhue is under center now, two running backs behind him. And he's going to hand this one off to the fullback, but brought down for negative yardage. Looked like first there was Trevin Nance of the defensive line.
Yeah, Trevin Nance, great tackle. He's done a great job all season, but a couple of things I'm wondering up here at least is Dylan Sanders obviously out towards ACL, huge blow to Sheraton Chargers, but Alex Boldereth, the other running back for Sheraton.
Yeah, really wondering on him. Yeah, I'm really hoping he's okay, praying for he's okay. So that might be a big blow to Sheraton, especially in the running game for the coming weeks.
Exactly, Adam. It's can't have injuries, especially when you're kind of hurt depth-wise, as the Sheraton Chargers are. So these injuries show tonight that they can really hurt them.
And so it is going to be 2nd and 12 with 2 minutes to go, 49-7. And Donahue's going to hand it off up the middle. He's got a lot of running room. 1st and 10, Carlisle and Moore takes it all the way to the 45-yard line. And so Carlisle is just running the ball with the second team, first team, you name it. They're able to get yards against this Sheraton defense.
Yeah, great run there by Dom. He's a really fast kid. And, yeah, not even a first-string guy. So showing the second string out here is impressive.
So Carlisle got it now, 1st and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Time ticking down in this 1 minute and 20 to go. And he's just going to take a knee here. We'll have to take a couple knees to end this game, but that's going to conclude our game, Derek, 49-7. And Sharon's going to be looking for something different next week, especially against a big-time team against Pella.
Yeah, they got to have something different, and the score's going to be, it's going to be extremely tough to knock off Pella, but especially within the game of Pella is the mental attitude you got to have if you're Sheraton. Scoreboard's going to be hard, like I said, but you got to play better than tonight and move on to the playoffs in a good fashion, which they I believe, will. Knoxville is leading 42-6 against Oxy.
Yeah, and he takes another knee, 35 seconds to go. And if you're listening to KIIC Radio, all the scores, one station. And he takes the last knee of the game. Our time ticking, time is running down to zero. Carlisle wins this one 49-7. The players go and shake hands. And Sheraton's record is now 5-3. They go to Pella next week and be a big test for them. Looking to have a better week of practice, change some things, and hopefully they can go at it the next week with some momentum and hopefully some a playoff appearance.
Yeah, what they showed is they are a resilient team, so tonight, you know, tough loss, embarrassing loss, honestly, but I know Kurt Smizer has done a great job with the Fells this year, and we'll have them ready in the playoff play, which I believe, not 100% sure confirmed yet, but with that, not the seed they wanted, but I believe they will be in, Adam.
All right, Derek, that's all for us in Carlisle, Iowa. I'm Adam Kafka. My partner, Derek Lang. This is KIIC.